T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for the Buffalo Bills Report. Good morning, Harrison Phillips.
Good morning. Thank you guys for having me on.
I'm so glad you're on. Horrible Harry is your nickname. Tell me why.
Well, it started for kind of two reasons. Number one, my favorite childhood book growing up was the Horrible Harry book. And my mom thought that that matched my personality quite well. So then when it came to high school and we were creating kind of Twitter handles and Instagrams and Facebooks, and I was like, well, the type of player I am must be Horrible Harry.
I love that.
Would your mom say you were kind of a handful as a kid growing up?
That would be a severe understatement, I believe. But yeah.
What's one of the legendary growing up Harrison Phillips stories your mom tells?
There's a few for sure, but I think the first one would be when I was 5 years old, I would walk to school. And so the second day of kindergarten, we lived, you know, two blocks away. Uh-huh. The second day of kindergarten, school starts, very, very early September, not too far after 4th of July. Somebody had left a bunch of fireworks on the ground, so I had picked up a bunch of firecrackers on my way to school, went to school, there was a hole in my backpack, and the teacher explains that there was a trail of firecrackers to my cubby in kindergarten. technically that's an expellable offense on your second day of kindergarten, bringing explosives to a school.
Yeah.
That would probably just lay the ground for what my next 5 years in elementary school was going to look like.
You know what the good news is for every parent listening right now that has got that handful of child? At least you're giving us all hope, Harrison.
Yeah, you turned out okay, buddy.
You turned out amazing. Look at you.
Yeah, I grew up pretty fast, but those first few years were a little rough.
I can only imagine. Let's talk about this season with the Buffalo Bills, 2-0. Had to go back to New York two times. Just tell me about the first 2 weeks of the season for you.
It was good. It's fun to see this team that we're on now is a very different makeup than the team we were on last year. We have different leadership. We have new faces, young faces. And so through OTAs and through training camp and preseason, we've got to see glimpses and flashes of what this team could be. For them to go out there and actually have the ebbs and flows and the ups and downs of a football game together. And what stood out to me the most is how mentally strong this team is, mentally tough. And to see us be down to the Jets, come back and win, and the way we responded after a slow start to the Giants, it just shows how mentally tough we are.
It sure is. Harrison Phillips on the phone with us. When you see this team compared to last year's team, what's your favorite part of the 2019 Buffalo Bills?
Well, I can tell you my least favorite part first. I don't get to see 9-5 all the time.
I know, right? That's a bummer.
Yeah, but no, I guess, like I said, I think that just the most exciting part about our team is this team is, just like every year, each team is completely different than the year before team. You could have a roster of similar players, and we're in such a cool part of the season right now where we're forming our identity. You know, I think, you know, we might have an identity formed come bye week time, but for the first 5-6 weeks, that's really where you form what type of team you are, and leaders emerge and new players emerge, and that's probably the most fun part so far.
Does Kyle at least call you during the halftime and just, like, give you some tips? Because I know he's like your mentor, right?
No, I don't check my phone at halftime.
All right, of course you don't.
No, they got people to do that. People will check your phone and then let you know. I'm sure there's a person.
Well, yeah, I don't want to hear any upset Bills Mafia fans ripping me down or anything like that. So
no,
I just don't check it.
Of course you don't. Does Kyle talk to you during the season?
Yeah, he has a really good role with us, and he'll help us break down some film or answer any questions I have about calling different games or different players that he might have played against. Give a thumbs up or a thumbs down on my performance the week before, I guess.
Number 99, Harrison Phillips on the phone. Talk about your relationship with Ezra, with Pancho Villa, and being honored at this season opener. Tell me why you connected and how you connected.
Well, obviously the connection was strong from the get-go because he read my name at the NFL draft. So, you know, my welcoming to the NFL was made special because of him. And, you know, I was indebted to him from that. And when I reached out to kind of thank him, I realized how fantastic of a person he was. And we connected really well. And, you know, yes, he's a super fan, but he's also a person and a father and just a great friend. And so being able to get to know him and, you know, get closer to him and his family as the year went on, it was really fun. And I'm so excited that the Bills get to, you know, come out here for our home opener and all of the city who support him as well get to honor him the right way.
Who's going to be at the game on Sunday?
Well, my family's coming up. His family's coming up. So that includes his mom, his girlfriend, his kids, his brother, I think two of his brothers. And so there's going to be a lot of representatives from his family here. And we got some stuff planned too with his family and my family as well. As I think my parents tell me there's all these Bills backers parties and Code Sox is doing something and 26. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on this
Amazing.
Weekend for him.
What does it feel like when you're in your car driving to the stadium and you're driving by all the tailgaters?
Oh, it's incredible. The first thing that happens is my stomach growls. but after I get past the fact I shouldn't eat some hot dogs or, you know,
ribs.
Wings on game day, it's just awesome to see and to see our support. And also, you know, last year we weren't an undefeated football team or, you know, we weren't even heading to the playoffs, but they still stood up and showed out. It just shows you how great of fans we have and how much they care. And there's just nowhere I'd rather play right now.
Harrison, I'm glad you brought up hot dogs because I want to dive into the world of Harrison Phillips hot dog arms.
Yeah.
How and why?
Well, they're going to love that they're getting a shout out here, I'm sure. But I don't know how it all started. Sometime after, right around the combine or when I declared for the draft, this account came up and they started posting hot dog emojis over my arms. And it grew up into a very big fan account. And now, dang near any photo that you can find of me that the Bills post or I post on their Instagram, you can find it with hot dogs covering my arms. And it's hilarious. My friends and family love it. And I think they have almost 1,000 followers. So obviously some Bills Mafia people like it too. So it's a fun little thing they got going.
I can't even, like, it just... Like,
it makes me smile. And
it's so ridiculous.
I hope you feel good about
funny.
It, but it's like it looks right. And sometimes when I see you in person, I'm like, oh, God, I forgot he doesn't have real hot dogs for arms. He's just got normal human arms.
I know, and it's happened to me many times that I'll be out in public and somebody will come up and say, I love Harrison Phillips' hot dog arms. It's like out in public and stuff. So it's funny, and again, that just kind of shows how fun our fans are and how into it our fans are.
So what are you going to do at work today?
Today's a big work day, so we'll be in the facilities for about 10, 11 hours. We got lifts, we got meetings, we got practice, we got more meetings, body work. The whole gauntlet today.
Yeah, that sounds like my day too.
Probably.
Something like that.
You're lifting, bro?
No.
Tell
you
me about
up...
this new fitness facility that they've set up for you this season.
Yeah.
Just give me some of the highlights. Like, walk me through it. Sell me a membership.
Sell you a membership? Well, it's a brand new state-of-the-art $20 million facility. It's got a lot of the newest gadgets out there on the market for recovery, float tanks, infrared sauna stuff. Chiro chambers, hyperbolic chambers, sleep pods, massage chairs, Normatec. There's just a lot of
wow.
things that you can get done there. And then the actual gym itself is fantastic too. It's, you know, two floors, very spacious, nice new racks, great dumbbell set. One of the coolest things is we have some turf in the weight room as well that you can do some things on, and some giant screens like 10-15 yard long TV projector screens that
oh,
you
wow.
can like put up plays and walk through plays and stuff on your free time and off
wow.
time. And it's really awesome.
Because recovery is so important as an NFL player, and especially for what you do, what are you finding in the newest things is the best type of recovery for your body?
Well, it's good always trying to find your routine. You know, even with how great some of the modalities are, I'm still a big advocate for hands-on work. So I love getting a couple of massages a week, deep tissue stuff on flushing out lactic acid in the body. I'm a big cold tub or cryo chamber guy. But I also enjoy our needling. We do a lot of acupuncture needling stuff that's maybe a little more progressive.
Oh, that's amazing. Well, congratulations on so far 2-0. What do you want to say to the Bills Mafia and the 12th man as we get ready for our season home opener on Sunday, Harrison Phillips?
You know, I would just say everybody come out and invite your dog, your family, everybody you know, I guess. We want to honor Poncho in the best way, as well as, you know, this team who went out on the road back-to-back weeks and brought home two wins for the city. And so a good way to show thanks to us and all the hard work we're doing, but also show thanks to the fans that they can come in, have a heck of a game day experience. And obviously we're doing everything we can, hard work day to day, to come out of here with a W. And really want to honor Poncho the best we can.
Keep up the great work, Harrison. Great talking to you today.
Thank you. I appreciate it, too. You guys have a great day.
Harrison Phillips of the Buffalo Bills on Kiss
98.5. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.